Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here. It is March 29th, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling, and hopefully my connection is better than last night. Got that Ethernet hooked up. Looks like we're good to go. We're also good to go because we got our friend Rob Wilkins over here. He can be seen on Fightful Overbooked with coexisting with Rob and Maggie. Rob, not only is it your job today to promote your show and make predictions, but to let me know if my internet is garbage. And I assume it already is because people are already saying Wi-Fi blows.
I don't have any issues. So
heck yeah.
I haven't seen anything yet.
People in the chat, let me know. We're going to make our WrestleMania predictions. But this show brought to you by Wrestle Rumble. Love the guys over at Wrestle Rumble. Always got love for them personally, professionally. Look at this. Look at all the contests. Live drawing after night one of WrestleMania at WrestleRumble.com. First winner, Smoking Skull Belt. Second winner, that United States Championship that Stunning Steve Austin had. Third winner, the Attitude Era Championship that Steve Austin, Stone Cold, brought in after WrestleMania 14. And then the fourth winner is the Mini Legacy Championship. That's not it. How about this? Only $1 per entry for the championship gold rush at WrestleRumble.com. First place gets the WrestleMania Moments belt. Very unique title. The second is the classic 10 pounds of gold NWA belt. And the third, oh, I love it. The simplicity, but the detail. The AWA World Heavyweight Wrestling Championship. RJ City will hunt you down if you win third place at WrestleRumble.com. But that's not it. WrestleMania Pick'em. First place wins $1,000 cash. If you're here right now, you're probably into wrestling predictions. WrestleRumble.com is into wrestling predictions, but it's not just who wins this match. It's how they win the match, how long the match goes, how many times Brock Lesnar hits the F5. The thing I love about WrestleRumble.com is if you're not invested in the show, this gets you more invested in it. If you're already invested in it, it adds a whole lot of stakes. I am a big WrestleRumble.com fan. I play it every single pay-per-view, and they always have great prizes. Our own moderator, Cher Delaware, has won like 6 title belts from WrestleRumble.com. So it can be you, my friends. Check them out, WrestleRumble.com. You can find them on Twitter at WrestleRumble as well. Bobo Wilkins.
What up?
Are you ready to make... I got people knocking on my door right now.
That's awesome.
People knocking on my door right now. Bobo Wilkins, I might have to send you to make these predictions while I answer my door in this city. We got night one of WrestleMania. We've got the Usos versus Boogs and Nakamura, and I got to answer my damn door.
All right. So, Rick, this is a thing. Rick and Shinsuke, this is just a filler match, I think. I don't see how you can take the titles off the Usos at all. It just wouldn't make any sense, but That's the thing that WWE does right now. They do a lot of things that don't make sense. But there's just no way that you can have the Usos lose right now. It's just not feasible, in my opinion. Because all that work that they've done would be just out the window. They made them look too strong to a point. Granted, they lose here and there because Roman gets involved in some of their matches, stuff like that. But I just can't see them losing these titles right now. And just going with Shinsuke and Rick, why would you go that route? So it just, that's the biggest thing. This is a match that we don't get an Intercontinental title, but it was championship match. We don't get United States championship match.
I'm back. Good. I'm back. God, I got people mounting my TV right now. I thought it was set for two. Apparently it was set for one, but by God, here we are. By the way, guys, send in your super chats and your humper chats like JJ did, taking the opportunity to thank the entire Fightful team who's going to kick butt and provide the content for the week ahead. Legitimately, thank you to everybody on our team. Skyler, Kyler, Jeremy, Robert, Gisberto, Colby, everybody that puts in work at Fightful. Old Bobbo here. We got multiple Bobs. We got Bobs all over the place. But gosh, if Nakamura and Boogs win this match, I might throw myself down the stairs. But we have Edge and AJ Styles. I think Edge wins this. I think that we start an Edge stable here. That's what I'm believing. That's what I think will happen.
You know, the thing is Edge, he's basically won every program he's been in.
Yeah.
You know, and I think AJ Styles is going to win because I just think with what he's done over the past year past couple of months with Omos, I think you give him the win. Raw needs AJ Styles. Yeah. I think this helps him out. Edge is fine if he loses. So I think you have to go with AJ.
New Day versus Ridge Holland and Sheamus. Now, this was supposed to have Butch involved. It's been switched multiple times. It was originally supposed to be a six-man tag. I'm sorry, you got to get Butch involved in this match. Butch needs to be in this match, not Ridge. I think maybe Ridge and Sheamus end up winning it just because, I don't know. If you go back and you look at Big E's WrestleMania history, you're going to be sad because there hasn't been much. And it's unfortunate that he's missing this one, but I feel like Holland and Sheamus are going to end up winning this.
Yeah, and I see that happening too. I don't like this setup they have with, I think what did it was they changed Pete Dunne's name, is that just made everything just worse. But the fact that the New Day losing, it doesn't hurt them. They're still going to be popular as ever. So sure. I have New Day winning, but I can see your point.
Seth Rollins versus TBA. TBA is going to be Cody Rhodes. If it's anybody else, they're dead in the water. They're screwed. And if Cody doesn't win, they are also screwed. Cody's got to win this. I don't think it can be like Undertaker Cena where it's a squash, because WWE can't help themselves. They'll do it again the next night. They'll do it on Raw or 2 weeks later on Raw. How are you feeling?
Yes, exactly. The one thing you cannot do is have Cody lose this match if he goes right into this. The reason being is people still talk about Triple H and Sting.
Yep.
They still talk about it. And I don't think they should repeat that. Cody Rhodes, just start him out hot. It's going to be the most talked about thing in wrestling.
He's got to win that. He's got to. Drew McIntyre's got to beat Happy Corbin too, and then they got to like never wrestle again.
Yeah.
Like, just never. I don't want to see it anymore. I was ready to move past this in January. This is going to be April. I mean, I was ready to move past it after Drew had beaten both of them and then beat them up and eliminated them from the Rumble, threw them into the stairs and practically crippled them. I want Drew to win this and then just move on.
Yes, I agree. The reason Drew McIntyre is 13-0 against Happy Corbin the only two times he's lost have either been in tag team matches or it was a triple threat match from 2019 against him and The Miz. So I think Drew has to win, and I hope this sets up Madcap to kind of start moving his own way out of the shadow of Corbin.
Yeah, and they planted the seeds this week on Raw with Corbin leaving and Moss just looking out there. I really thought that Moss taking that spot the way that he did would kind of lean into that, like he kind of gained the respect of people by continuing the match. So I think that's the way to go.
Yes.
I think Miz and Logan Paul might win against the Mysterios because there's two lines of thinking for me. Of course, Logan Paul getting beaten up and losing, it's a funny moment for some people. Celebrities rarely lose at WrestleMania. Like for the first 25 or so, none of them did except for the Battle Royals and stuff.
Yeah.
But I also think that they think that Logan Paul will do a lot more with them in the future. So I think they'll kind of build to him finally getting his first loss.
Yeah. And I even had it in my notes. The only time that celebrities have lost at WrestleMania have been in the Battle Royals with NFL players. It's the only time.
I used to do stats for that all the time. And when I cooked it up, I was like, my God, really? Every time, like Snooki even won.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely crazy, and I think this is a year that one of these celebrities lose, and I could see both of them losing, honestly.
I will talk about night two soon, but I feel like Logan Paul will win this because they know that he'll be back. There's he's a young guy. He seems to like what he's doing. I got a lot of respect for the fact that he kayfabed everybody on the podcast he did afterwards, where he's like, no, I didn't know that Owens was gonna stun me last year at Mania. Yeah. Up next, we have Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair. This has got to be Bianca. I kind of wish they would add the hair versus title stipulation because Bianca ain't losing. So, I mean, she isn't going to lose her hair at all. She's going to win that title. It's going to be big. This has been one of the better built stories, I think, of either night. And considering how badly Bianca and Sasha was built last year, but the match that they had in spite of that, I've got very high hopes for Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair. I think this is going to be, like, as I look, Rollins and Cody could steal the show. I don't know about Edge and AJ because, you know, after that Edge-Orton WrestleMania match, I'm like, I don't know. But I think this one could steal the show. But I got Bianca winning this.
Yeah. They have to give Bianca another WrestleMania moment. It'll be huge. That would be two of the four horsewomen that she's beaten, WWE once, rather. It's the way to go. Plus, people are still sour about the SummerSlam stuff, so you got to go that route.
Charlotte Flair's losing to Ronda Rousey. I think we can both agree with that. it's just Ronda's back. She's winning that title. I would imagine she probably holds it until next year when a babyface Becky Lynch unseats her. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
For it, that makes sense. The only reason I could see Charlotte winning is if Ronda's going to be taking a break again, but that sure. hasn't been talked about. So either way, she's not going to get pinned. Charlotte will get pinned, obviously, if Ronda goes, if they give her the title.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
That's just the way.
Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville, night two, anything goes. I am like morbidly curious about this match because I'm sure Johnny Knoxville is doing what's necessary to make sure that this match goes off correctly. I really didn't think this would go beyond the Royal Rumble, and I was at the Royal Rumble, and he was one of the most over people at the Royal Rumble. Couldn't believe it. But here we are. He's going to be super over here. I would normally say I think Sami Zayn wins, and Johnny Knoxville's the celebrity that loses. But like they have Sami lose all the time, so what's him losing to Johnny Knoxville going to hurt?
Yeah, and the thing is at the Royal Rumble, like I could hear it. The only other thing that was more popular than Johnny Knoxville was probably the sign. But I could see Johnny Knoxville losing this match because it doesn't hurt him, because everybody just knows that Johnny Knoxville's used to getting his ass kicked. So I think Sami needs to win this.
Yeah. The WWE Women's Tag Team Championship, Carmella and Zelina, they are ready to lose those titles. You have Natalya and Shayna Baszler. They ain't winning those titles, but then there are the two that I think stand a chance. Sasha Banks and Naomi, and then my pick, Rhea and Liv. I think this would be a really good moment for a Liv Morgan, who has been perpetually underutilized, get a title win on WrestleMania, keep giving Rhea wins. Rhea should not be eating losses, because after Bianca and Becky is done, Rhea should be next for whoever's there. She's been protected accordingly. I would actually like to see Sasha or Naomi take the pin. That way we can see them feud. I want to see a Sasha-Naomi feud. They've got history they can play off of. Their attitudes, I just think, would work really, really well. I think Sasha Banks and Naomi would bring the best out of each other in a feud moving forward. But I got Rhea and Liv winning this. Who you got?
I agree with you as far as those two having a feud together. However, I have Sasha and Naomi winning these titles. I think with the way that things were going down on SmackDown with her, with Naomi and Sonya, you could hear the crowd just get behind Naomi even more. If you had Sasha Banks, I think you're just adding more to her. I think it just gets them even more popular. So I have Sasha and Naomi winning.
How about this? RK-Bro has lasted a year.
Didn't have that.
So when I first heard about this, I heard, maybe it'll go till SummerSlam. Well, it went a lot longer than SummerSlam. Now, I thought Riddle did really good, like covering for Orton when he was gone and out and all that stuff. But we've seen this match, and we know it's going to be good. Alpha Academy, Street Profits, RK-Bro. I'm ready to see something else out of the Street Profits, because I always see these pretty good matches, two very good matches. Then what happens is Montez Ford does something athletic, and I'm like, oh, wow, that was cool. But it's very formulaic, and they are not formulaic. They are special talents. Both of them are. I think Angelo Dawkins is underutilized and underappreciated. But Alpha Academy, I don't care if you got to call Otis the tree trunk over and over again, whatever gets Chad Gable on the screen doing what he's doing and showcasing his talents. This is going to be an amazing match, and they're going to do it on the WrestleMania stage. This could be a show stealer, and really night two, I think, is just full of like really, really good possibilities for matches.
Yeah. The Street Profits last night when they came in and started attacking RK-Bro, that's when I just had a feeling. I'm like, they're going to win. I think they're going that route. They're going to win those titles. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. We also have Omos versus Bobby Lashley. I think Omos is winning this.
I think he does too. And the reason why is because MVP turns on Bobby Lashley.
Yep. I think so as well.
That way he could be the guy on the mic for Omos.
He could say that he needed somebody that was indestructible, and Bobby Lashley has proven over the last couple of months that he is not indestructible. And I keep saying this. As of now, I think the money in Omos is getting slammed and pinned. However, you know what? With MVP mentoring him, maybe that's a little bit different. Maybe that changes.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee, Austin Theory. Pat McAfee is winning this wrestling match. There is no way that Austin Theory wins this match.
Correct. It's this match, I think, could actually be pretty damn good because we've seen what Pat McAfee has done. We know what Austin Theory can do. It's this match. It could steal the show. It really could, just depending on how much time they get, which I'm not expecting too much.
Yeah.
But I think there's no way they could have Pat lose this match.
Main event, I think that Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar are going to go all out. I think they're going to go balls to the wall. Up until the last couple of months, I would have said Roman Reigns has got to win. There's no other possibility. Brock has been around a lot lately. Like, he doesn't wrestle on Raw or anything, but like Roman doesn't wrestle on SmackDown much either. Like, he's at least, you know, that I can remember. So, I mean, Brock's doing about as much as Roman these days. Like, gosh, the last time Reigns wrestled on SmackDown was in December, and it was a 15-second match against Sami Zayn, so that didn't count. Other than that, he had the Xavier Woods match, and that's it since October. So,
yeah,
we've got Brock Lesnar is like a special kind of likable right now. It's wild. How do you see this one going?
You know, what you were saying about Roman Reigns is exactly. He hasn't wrestled much on TV. At house shows, he has not done much at all. I mean, he's done 3-on-3 matches, 6-man tags, and he doesn't do much in those. He hits like a Superman punch and pretty much it. So you're right on the money, but I don't think they can have Roman lose. I think the only thing that could be a disaster is if there's a disqualification and both guys keep the title. Oh, I don't want that, but
can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. I think you got to keep the belt on Roman because Brock's fine. Even if he loses, people still know Brock's going to take a break probably and come back again. It's just going to be the same cycle.
I hope it's different because Brock appearing once every couple of weeks, I'm cool with that. I can deal with that. I think Roman's going to win. I think they need to start the Braun Breaker push, but like, I think Braun Breaker should be the person to slam Omos. I think he should beat Omos. I think he should probably win the Royal Rumble. So if you want to keep Omos undefeated until like summer, fall, when you've got somebody to fill in for Breaker and NXT, then do that push, give him the Rumble win, and then he can beat Reigns at WrestleMania if The Rock ain't coming in. Cher says, this is my favorite Brock ever. He's so good right now. I can't miss for me. He is so just, I just keep saying he's like amazingly likable. Like, you see this charm in him. And for years, everybody said he can't cut a promo. He can't cut a promo. Bullshit, man. He's cutting the hell out of these promos. He is killing it right now. He's doing great. Brennan says that Brock is currently advertised for Mania Backlash in May and Money in the Bank in July. Well, that is good. There's a lot of things I think WWE needs that they could do to maximize their stakes throughout the year. I think moving Elimination Chamber to later in the year would be one. And I think that extending the Money in the Bank to where you don't always blow it that first night would help. Well, we don't know exactly what this is going to be, but it's the KO show with Kevin Owens and Stone Cold Steve Austin. That is night one, I believe. I think we're going to get Austin coming out, whipping ass for about 7 minutes, stunner, and he'll count the three himself. I could also see them kicking off the show And then Austin being like, you got 3 hours until you get your ass whipped. I'll meet you in the middle of the ring. I think that would be a great way to build throughout the show. And you have Kevin Owens backstage, like a little bit concerned, a little bit worried. Like, I think you thread it in and out of the show because you're going to get a lot of casual fans who have not watched for a long time and want to see Steve Austin doing what he's doing.
Yes, exactly. And then it could also, if you made a good point, because if they go that route during the show, more people will talk. It'll get bigger on social media that Stone Cold's going to wrestle. People that might not watch WWE much, like you said, will come in and watch because they have Peacock, because they're always watching The Office or something like that. This is a good way to get more eyes on the product, eyeballs on the product. So,
yeah, just like GCW booking me for the clusterfuck is a great way to get more eyes on their product because I'm going to win it. I'm going to beat every one of those bingo hall losers and throw them out. Like, if there's 100 people or whatever, man, that's going to be, it's going to be impressive. Like, we sit there and say, and like Graham saying, Cody Rhodes world champion by next Mania. No, because I'm going to be. Because Vince probably heard that I'm booked for the show. And he's like, what's GCW? First off, then he's going to watch. And then he's going to be so impressed by first my height. And then he's going to book me. And I by Sunday, I might be facing Seth Rollins, Rob.
Jesus. Either way, I think you'll live. I don't think it's going to look good for you. And it was a hell of a run either way. So
I think you guys are going to be surprised.
I like working with you.
There's like a million ways to lose that too. Like going over the top rope, pin, submission. You can leave the building. None of which I will do. Numlock says SRS versus Alvarez win. I legitimately think myself and Brian Alvarez could have a fun match based on our skill sets. Cause he is a legit Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. And, his grappling is an extremely high level. I got a lot of respect for him for that. Like that is a decade of work you put in on that. But guys, check out WrestleRumble.com. They have a ton of great giveaways. Rob, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Every Friday I host a show called Coexisting with Maggie. It's a fun show. We talk about good things outside of wrestling, like some good stories. And then I throw a couple of jokes in there at the end of the show. We talk wrestling, all like it's just a good time. So Fridays at 3 o'clock Eastern time, me and Maggie coexisting.
Guys, thank you all so much. We are here all weekend with coverage. Subscribe to Fightful Select. Until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.